This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a division happening right before our eyes. You're seeing it. We'll talk about that tonight. We're going to talk about the election, a prediction I made. We have Michael Pillsbury talking about Joe Biden, all that and more coming up on I'm Right. Let's do a little rewind. You know, we're going to get to things that happened yesterday and are happening today. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I want to do a little rewind. And the reason we're going to do a little rewind is this. It's helpful for me and it's helpful for you to bring up things that happened that were really, really revealing. But then because there's always a new scandal every day, we just move right along and forget these things happen. Oftentimes, even politically involved people won't remember a huge story that happened. They saw it, they were outraged about it, they'll dump it, they move on to the next thing. But I want to remind you about something. Joe Biden, he has a daughter. Her name is Ashley. Ashley Biden. Ashley Biden was renting a home. After she was done renting the home, she moved out and left some personal belongings behind. Okay, the rules on these things generally states that after a while it becomes the property of the homeowner. I'm not going to get into that because it really doesn't matter. What you need to know is the people who discovered her personal belongings found in those belongings a diary. And in that diary, this was all allegedly in the beginning, right? Allegedly. In the diary, Ashley Biden writes about Joe Biden as a father. There are kids listening, I'm not sure how to put this, assaulting her in really gross ways, really horrible ways. It's written down in the diary, right? Showering with it, it's really, really gross. Okay, so that story kind of blows up a little bit. And Project Veritas is this investigative journalist place. They get word about this, and they get these people who have the diary, and they say, hey, let us try to verify the diary. It ended up Project Veritas in the beginning couldn't verify it. It later was verified, but for the purpose of our thing, they couldn't verify it, and they kind of dropped the whole thing. However, the Biden administration, the system, found out that Project Veritas either had or was attempting to obtain this diary. Now, I didn't even know at the time if this diary was real or authentic. You didn't. No one could know such a thing. But we sure found out that it was 100% real because then James O'Keefe, who was then part of Project Veritas, had the FBI raid his home in the early dawn hours. He found himself handcuffed in his underwear while the Federal Bureau of Investigation tore his home apart. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, what does this have to do with the news of the day? What are you talking about? Do you understand what that means? Let's pause for a moment and understand what that means. There was potentially an embarrassing, damaging story out there about the President of the United States of America, and he sent the FBI after the people who were going to expose him. Do you understand what that means for your country, for my country? Do you understand that there's not a future where we have a secret state police agency? That future is now. You already live in that kind of a country. They already control the justice system, top to bottom, and they aim it at their enemies, and they protect their friends. That's not our future. That's our now. Everyone forgot about this story, but it was so revealing about what kind of country we live in. And this brings me to what was happening last night. If you were watching the news last night, you saw outside of the DNC, that's the Democrat headquarters, there were all these rabid commies out there raising a big old stink, a big old pro-Hamas stink, mad at Democrats. Here's one of these crazy liberal white women.
We're outside the DNC, we're outside the Democratic Party headquarters because this party claims to be on the side of life and peace and equality, and we're saying that we want them to live up to their values and oppose this horrific war and call for a ceasefire now, and we're being responded to by the police shoving anti-war activists down the stairs, shoving peaceful protesters back with their bikes, and because our party that 80% of us want a ceasefire, would rather beat up protesters.
Hold on, should we continue? One second.
We have word today that six of those officers were injured. It got really ugly. And so people are not understanding what they're seeing. Let's explain something. This is something that is true about America, and it has been true in every single country communism has ever taken hold. And it's really important we understand this, because this isn't about the DNC or Hamas or any of these other things. This is about where we are and where we're going. There have always been and will always be two separate divisions of communists everywhere. It was this way in the Soviet Union. It was this way in Red China. It's this way here in America. It was this way in Cambodia. It's always been this way. Two separate divisions. What are these divisions? Elite communist scum and street communist scum. They are separate divisions. Equally demonic and scummy, but separate divisions. Okay, elite communist scum. Who is this? These are the Joe Bidens, the Bill Gates of the world, the Mark Zuckerbergs, the billionaires, the politicians, the super, super powerful people, judges, FBI agents, so on and so forth. These are the elite communist scum. Now, these people, in general, are not true believers in any of the causes at all. They're in this for money and power. Elite communist scum. They understand, in order to obtain money and power, they need physicality. They need dregs of society who will murder people, beat people up, protest, vandalize things. And that's where the street communist scum come in. These are, in general, true believers. They really believe all the earth, global warming, and Black Lives Matter, and all this stupid crap. They're generally true believers, almost always really, really stupid people, hateful, bitter people. They hate everything, including themselves. And the elite communist scum use the street communist scum to achieve more power. The street communist scum, what do they get out of this? Well, the elite communist scum provide for them protection. And that's an important part we need to understand about what's happening. They provide for them legal protection. Maybe you saw that protest last night. You said, this is crazy. The January 6th protesters are in prison. This is hypocritical. Stop. The elite communist scum are there to ensure the street communist scum don't face those same consequences. The elites provide the protection. The streets provide the violence. They work with each other. But here is where we get to the division part. And this is something that has taken place again. Every single place communism has taken hold. You see, the elites, yes, they need the streets. They need them beating people up and doing all the vile little things these demons do. But the streets don't actually hold real power. Oh, don't get me wrong. They can surround you and murder you and your whole family, and they will gladly do so and feel like they're the good guys, but they're not really in charge. It's the people who control the justice system. Those are the people who are really in charge. The real power of the mafia back in the day was not with all the Italian guys and their guns and their suits and their knives. The real power was they had bought off the justice system. They owned the judges. They owned the cops. They owned the legal system. Owning the legal system is true power. And here is the truth. And I want all the street communist scum who are hate watching this show right now, I want you all to understand this. And I know you hate me, and I'm not asking you to like me. I hate you. The feeling's mutual. But I want you to understand something, street communists. You're not only never going to be allowed to have any real power. You think you will, but you won't. If you continue to create problems for the elite communist scum, they're not going to bow to your wishes. As soon as they realize you are more trouble than you're worth, well, nobody's killed more communists than other communists. You go bye-bye. And another heads up as we wrap this up, because we have so much we want to get to here on the show. Another thing you street communists should understand is you're not dealing with Republicans now. You see, you're allowed to murder and assault and do all these horrible things to Republicans that you love to do. You love to do these things. You feel like you're the good guy. We're fighting Nazis. And here's what you're used to. You're used to the low-T GOP patting you on the head and acting like, oh, he's just kind of naive. These guys are a little bit crazy, huh, guys? The communists will not treat you with the kindness the GOP has treated you with. Right now, we're still in the revolution phase, where they still are trying to tear down society and burn it to ash so the elite communist scum can get more money and power. But once that revolution phase is complete, once you become a problem, street communists, oh, communists will deal with you in a much more forward way than Republicans ever could. That's what you're seeing right now in the country. All this pro-Hamas stuff, Democrats are doing the best they can to try to walk that tightrope. Hey, we love Jews. Hey, we love Muslims. Oh, but we really love Jews. Oh, but we really love Muslims. And they're finding themselves getting attacked by every side. But it's the pro-Hamas Palestine side. They're the ones who won't shut up and quiet down. And once Democrats decide these people are more trouble than they're worth, woo, you're about to see all kinds of, what's that word? Islamophobia. Oh, that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to talk about this, many, many other things, our evil system. We're going to talk to Kingsley. We have a great show for you. Now, let's talk about this. A justice system this evil means that normal people are going to have to take steps now that they normally didn't take before. You need an attorney. In a system this evil, in a system this stacked against you, an attorney is no longer an option. Normal people need one, but we're not made of money, right? Oh, I'm not some millionaire. How am I going to get an attorney? That's what Attorneys for Freedom is for. It's for normal people. You know, you carry a weapon? You know that concealed carry insurance you have? You know they'll drop you if they don't like your shoot? Like that, let's drop you. Get Attorneys for Freedom on retainer. They are there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to attorneysonretainer.us, promo code Jesse. That gets you $50 off your sign up, okay? Attorneysonretainer.us, promo code Jesse. Get an attorney. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, getting a little spicy last night in D.C. Joining me now, Kingsley Wilson, digital media manager for the Center for Renewing America. Kingsley, these street communists are starting to become a headache for the elite communists, and I, for one, am here for it.
I'm with you, Jesse, and I just have to say, you know, this is worse than Pearl Harbor. This is worse than the Civil War, 9/11, all combined, right? This is a Hamas direction in many ways. But as you point out correctly, this is kind of the Democrats' own creation coming to eat them. They were fine with the revolution until it came for them. They, for decades, have pushed for open borders, for mass migration, and they've imported in large numbers people here who don't share our values and who don't believe in our doctrine of, you know, America first conservatism and our principles. So, you know, I kind of have no sympathy for these folks at the DNC who are having to deal with these protesters. They have succumbed to a radical fringe element of their party that's kind of got them by the throat, and there's nothing they can do about it, and they're going to have to deal with it.
Let's talk about the dealing with it here, Kingsley, because the truth is the elite communist scum, they're the ones who control the justice system. And the street communist scum in this country, I think they're making a miscalculation in that they actually have power. These street vermin are never allowed to have actual power. They're allowed to, you know, rape and murder and assault a bunch of people. As long as, you know, they can execute a Republican or two, that'll be fine. But they're not allowed to actually threaten the elites. They'll just get smashed.
Right, exactly. And these instances, more than anything, I think, show just how nakedly partisan the Department of Justice has become. We are living under a two-tier justice system in this country. It's as clear as day seeing this last night. I don't think any of these protesters are going to be thrown in the D.C. gulag like the January 6th protesters were for, you know, not even stepping foot in the Capitol. And we saw this with the Summer of Love protests, as they were called, in celebration of St. George Floyd in 2020. Those protesters never received the consequences of their actions. So what we are seeing is the Democrats protecting their own, right? The system always protects itself. And we, as conservatives, are the one that have to pay the price for literally just believing crazy things like men are men and women are women, or that the election was stolen because there were irregularities. We have to stand up against this woke and weaponized Department of Justice. And it's imperative, I think, that Congress do that. We've seen a lot of Republicans on the Hill that have been, you know, kind of unwilling to put their money where their mouth is and defund a lot of these agencies and the activities that they're doing. And we need to see the next president do that as well. They need to totally dismantle the DOJ, wipe out these political actors, and put in America First conservatives that actually believe in the Constitution.
Speaking of low-T Republicans, here was Tom McClintock with Mike Slater talking about why he didn't impeach Alejandro Mayorkas.
Why did you vote against impeaching Mayorkas?
Because it's completely unconstitutional. Impeachment's a very limited power to remove officials for, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, a high crime's an actual crime that's related to the office. Now, Mayorkas is guilty of maladministration, neglect of duties, malfeasance in office, but these are not impeachable offenses. And we know that because the American founders specifically rejected them at the Constitutional Convention. And the reason was they didn't want impeachment twisted into a weapon for political grievances. So if Green and her friends are successful in redefining impeachment, well, then the next time the Democrats have the majority, I think we can expect this definition to be turned against the conservatives on the Supreme Court and any future Republican administration. And there will be nobody there to stop them because Republicans have then signed off on this new and unconstitutional definition of impeachment.
My goodness, he actually makes some really great points there, Kingsley. Could you imagine, just try to imagine this world where Democrats impeach somebody over nothing. Can you imagine what would happen to this country if we lived in a country like that? Maybe even impeach him twice. How insane would that be? Wow.
Right. No, it's absolutely preposterous for him to say, you know, that we don't have reason to impeach Mayorkas. They impeached Trump for a perfect phone call, right? And it was totally nakedly partisan. They didn't care because the Democrats understand how to use power. And conservatives have always kind of been behind that eight ball. It's great that we're principled, but that's also kind of our biggest downfall because we don't make power plays that we need to play. We don't understand that the process can be the punishment. We need to haul these faceless bureaucrats out from every single agency, whether that's, you know, Mayorkas's agency or anyone else's, and make them famous. They need to be held accountable because so many of these folks that actually run DC on a day-to-day basis, they're unelected, they're unaccountable. We don't even know who they are, frankly. So we need to, you know, have these hearings, impeach these individuals who are just betraying their oath to the Constitution. And I think Mayorkas is the easiest example of that. 8 million illegals have come into the United States since President Joe Biden took office. And that's just the folks that we know about, right? These are just estimates. And these are totally unvetted illegals that probably don't share our values. They don't, you know, adhere to our laws clearly. They're coming here illegally. And they threaten the very foundation of our republic. So we, you know, really need to make the border a priority. And I'm tired of Republicans like this one just, you know, talking tough on the campaign trail, masquerading as MAGA, saying they're going to shut down the border, doing their visits, taking their pictures, but then not actually, you know, putting their money where their mouth is and voting the right way on Capitol Hill. It's really frustrating to see these folks sell out, and I hope that the voters hold them accountable. The voters see what's happening at the border for sure, and they've just got to get these guys out of office because we can't rely on weak Republicans.
Kingsley, finally, to wrap this up, another thing he said that drives me insane, every time someone says this, it makes me blow a gasket, is he talks about Mayorkas as if he's just screwing up, like he stumbled, he tripped, he slipped on the ice and fell on his butt. He had a big whoopsie. They opened up the border on purpose. They're trying to fill up the country with illegals. They're trying to turn America into an open source so they can burn it to ash. And half the Republicans in Washington, D.C. talk about these people as if they're just slightly misguided puppies who accidentally ate somebody's shoe instead of evil, vile demons, which they actually really are.
Right, exactly. No, this is a state-sanctioned invasion. Make no mistake. Biden and Mayorkas are actually incentivizing unvetted illegals to come here. They're giving them, you know, free phones, free health care, free housing in many cases. So they're telling these people, you know, come here, you'll be taken care of, because they know these people will wind up to be Democrat voters and, you know, pay them dividends in the end. What they are doing is trying to supplant, you know, the founding voter base that's here in this country that believes in America and wants a country that actually serves American citizens and doesn't serve, you know, foreign interests or something like that. But you make a great point. This isn't accidental. This can be stopped. I mean, just look at what Gavin Newsom did in San Francisco. He wiped out the homeless population off the streets right before President Xi came in. Decline is a choice. Democrats have proven such. We don't have to accept this as citizens. We can clean up our streets. We can close our border. The fact of the matter is that we just have politicians who have other interests, who actually want to subvert the American dream and have illegals come that cut the lines and break all of our rules. These people are traitors through and through.
Kingsley, thank you so much. Come back soon. All right. Now, we have more on culture war stuff next. Morgan McMichael is going to join us. Before we get to that, let's do this. I know, obviously, budgets are tightening, to put it mildly, right now. We're all feeling inflation, and now the holidays are here. Now you got to buy Christmas gifts, Thanksgiving. I know you want to get out of that timeshare, but just an extra burden every year. Pay your annual fees. They've doubled in some cases. Special assessments. But you don't think you can. You think you're stuck in it for life. That's what the timeshare companies tell you, but you're not stuck in it for life. You are not. That is a lie. They lie to people. Lone Star Transfer has proven this 99% of the time. 99% of the people who pick up that phone and make that phone call get legally and permanently out of their timeshare. You're one phone call away from freedom, from stopping with that burden. Call Lone Star Transfer today. 844-310-2646. This is a family business. They're wonderful people. They will get you out, and they will get you out permanently. Lone Star Transfer. All right? We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here at Target, because I heard that their new Pride collection was out. So let's take a look. This is a special swimsuit. It is invented for tucking. Live, laugh, lesbian. Are they amoebas? These don't even look like people. Queer, queer. This right here. These are baby clothes. They say that grooming isn't happening. Then why are there Pride baby onesies? Trans people will always exist. This is the ugliest shirt I've ever seen. I don't care if you're queer. Why would you wear this? This is ugly. Kids go into a pride parade. You get a little pride skirt for your kid. Super queer. It's like a superpower. Honestly, Target, what is going on? This is pretty disgusting. A whole collection for pride. The tucking bathing suit, though. This is something new. I have yet to see a bathing suit that is for tucking.
America's Religion, the U.S. of Gay. Joining me now, Morgan McMichael, contributor to Turning Point USA. Morgan, it sickens me how pervasive this is throughout our society. People just treat this as normal, but Target might be the most evil in the country because, as you just pointed out, they go after kids specifically and they push hard.
They push really hard. I mean, they lost billions of dollars after boycott Target in their market value, but it really wasn't enough. That little video that was posted in May caused the ripple effect of the boycott Target phenomenon. But if you're looking now at their Christmas collection, it's almost time to celebrate Jesus and the birth of Jesus Christ. And now we see a paraplegic Santa Claus and gay Nutcracker. So clearly they didn't learn their lessons. And conservatives need to continue to boycott Target because you're right. This really is the next generation. They're seeing gay Nutcrackers and paraplegic Santa Claus.
Paraplegic Santa Claus. I guess we are rolling into the Christmas season. Okay, can we discuss something really quick? Why do they continue with this? You just said, and you're correct, that they lost billions, and not just for themselves. This is a publicly traded company. They lost billions for their investors, and yet still, it's gay Nutcracker time. Did these people not care?
I don't think they care. I mean, look at their ESG scores. They're getting billions of dollars every single year. So I really don't think they care anymore about what conservatives think, which is why we need to continue to boycott them and tell them, no, we're not going to support your business and we're not going to shop there anymore, because these are the kinds of things that you're pushing. And it's the liberal woke agenda that's specifically targeting children. It's the Pride collection. It's now the wokeism with the racial diversity and everything that they do. And there's something needs to be done because they haven't learned their lesson. So we just got to keep pushing harder.
You have been talking about these pro-Hamas protests. Here's you on UCLA's campus. Morgan, I don't know how recently you were in college, but obviously a lot more recently than I was. I think Americans are not aware of just how evil these college campuses have become in this country.
They have become very evil. I mean, free speech truly does not exist on these Ivy League campuses or even just any college campus. This is University of California in Los Angeles, and you see over 1,500 students are gathering pro-Hamas. And a recent TikTok that has been going viral over the past 2 days, actually, is women specifically in Gen Z are encouraging others to read Osama bin Laden's letter to America. That is something that Gen Z is now reading willingly and becoming apologists for terrorists and saying that because we're Americans, we are colonizers to America, that we need to apologize to the terrorists. And really, they're just trying to reclaim their land or whatever wokeism that they're spewing. And so this is exactly what we're seeing on college campuses, is rhetoric like this. Colleges, college students, for that matter, are now falling for it and thinking that they need to apologize for their white guilt, that they need to be involved in these kinds of protests like pro-Hamas and anti-Israel rhetoric. It's very anti-Semitic, and it's happening across the country. Of Gen Z students have no idea what they're really fighting for, because if any of them step foot in any of the Muslim countries, in Palestine for that matter, we all know that they would probably cease to exist anymore.
Did you experience this with your professors? How bad is it with the professors? I know we all see video of every nutball, pink-haired, lesbian lunatic telling her students that America sucks, but how often does that actually take place on college campuses?
It's happening every single day, whether parents or students believe it or not. It's the subliminal messaging. When I was in college, I actually took a women in gender studies class and was forced to even do an entire presentation on positive things about Planned Parenthood. So it's not just happening in just the super liberal colleges. It's even happening in the great state of Texas. And it's happening more than you think. I mean, it's happening in English classes, in history classes. History is being rewritten by a lot of these professors. So it's nothing new. And it's happening in every single class. I mean, now math is considered racist in some places.
Of course it is. All right, on the flip side, the good side, former Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, he's now an NFL quarterback. I'm seeing a lot more of stuff like this, Morgan.
For me, it's a lot of prayer, a lot of just knowing that, man, God wouldn't put anything on me that I can't handle. I don't deserve his grace and his mercy, but he still gives it to me, and I love him for that, because, I mean, it's not about me, it's about him and his glory. So I think that's where it comes from. I think God made me like that. I've been through a lot, not only in football, but things that made me just kind of chill during when everything's going crazy. And I thank God for putting that on me.
Is this going to be a thing? I got to tell you, because I'm a fan.
Incredible. I think we need more athletes. We need more musicians. We need more celebrities, more influencers speaking out unapologetically about their faith. And I know, especially in Gen Z, I know we see the wokeness on one side, but the other side, I think our generation is very on fire for the Lord right now. And there's a lot of unapologetic speaking about Christ and what God is working through our lives and in our lives. And I love to see this. I think we need to see more of it in the mainstream.
Speaking of on fire, Morgan, I got a bone to pick with you. You see, okay. I put up a picture online of my unbelievably cool shoes that I picked out and purchased myself. The wife had some very not kind things to say about it, and you dogpiled and took her side against those shoes. Those are the most fashionable tennis shoes I've ever purchased in my lifetime.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm with your wife on this one. My post didn't lie. The shoes are a little ugly. The red soles aren't it. I think Asics are out. Your wife may have some other shoe, recommendations. I have to say, if you follow in Tucker Carlson's lead, he's always wearing the New Balances, and they're pretty fashionable. The dad sneaker. I have a pair of the dad sneakers myself. I think you should go there. And also, let's talk about the socks. I think the socks are also a no. A lot of people are talking about the socks as well. So I think it's the whole the ankle socks.
What's wrong with ankle socks? Am I supposed to wear the tube socks? I don't understand what kind of socks I'm supposed to wear.
I think it's the shoe. The shoe's the main issue, though. The shoe's, it's the black sneaker with the red sole. It's just not a look. Not a look. I'm sorry. The fashion police got you on this one.
You know what? Agree to disagree. Thank you, Morgan. Come back soon. All right. All right. That was a lot. Xi Jinping, Joe Biden, more. We still have more of that stuff coming. Before we get to any of that, let's do this really quickly, all right? On a serious note, beyond my shoes, we need to be taking steps now to protect ourselves. We have to take steps to protect ourselves. Financially is one of those steps. Protecting yourself just isn't about buying more ammo. Do you have things in your physical possession that are preparing you for a dollar that is going downhill? You don't have to take my word for it. Look at the inflation numbers every single time. You know what your dollar does when you shop for groceries now. You don't need me to convince you. Buy some gold. Buy some silver. Oxford Gold will deliver it to your front door. This is not for millionaires and billionaires. Normal people need some gold or silver in their physical possession. Oxford Gold makes this easy. You need to get it in your retirement account as well, so that doesn't get wiped out. But go to jessekellygold.com. That's your one-stop shop for everything, and it really is super easy. Trust me on that. jessekellygold.com. All right? Let Oxford handle it. I love these guys. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now I'd like to be able to take some questions, if I may. And I'm told that Dimitri of the Financial Times has the first question. I'm embarrassed. I think it's CBS, but I can't remember who is CBS. I'm sorry.
Xi Jinping is somebody who's going to take that, and he's going to run with it. Joining me now, Michael Pillsbury, Senior Fellow for China Strategy at the Great Heritage Foundation. Michael, setting aside the humorous fact that the president can't function as an adult, he's meeting with a world leader who's going to be making assessments during that meeting, and that's what we saw on camera. Michael, I just shudder to think what impression Xi Jinping has of this nation as he heads back to China.
Well, Jesse, it was a four-hour meeting, and apparently they served chicken and something called avocado crisps. So it was quite a fun experience.
Okay, Michael, what is the purpose of this meeting for each of them? Why even do such a thing? What are they doing?
Well, the Chinese side has been much more frank. Their purpose is to increase American investment in China. It's already $2 or $3 trillion over the last of many, many years. And foreign investment in China, Jesse, has been the secret to their success. It's why they've gone from only about 1/10 of our economic size to about 75% of our economy. That's the biggest economic challenge we've ever faced. So that's the Chinese side. That's why the dinner with the CEOs was so important. And obviously, the CEOs all stood up and gave Xi Jinping a standing ovation last night. So that's a success for the Chinese side, getting American money and technology to continue and even increase. On Biden's side, it's more difficult to understand. He seems to have been concerned that the Chinese somehow endorse him or praise him and treat him with respect as a world leader. And Xi Jinping did not attack him or mock him. But I think the Biden team is hoping for kind of an endorsement for Biden as president because he's succeeded in getting along with Xi Jinping. Biden didn't make any demands. They seem to have known in advance that the military contacts were going to be restored. So the Biden side looks like they just wanted to be praised and treated with respect by China so that they can sort of lock in their re-election campaign for next year.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Michael, because I found that fascinating. Joe Biden has for a few years now been very fond about talking about how close he is with Xi Jinping. I spent all this time with him. We were in the Himalayas together. He does this about every 35 seconds. How in the world does that help him with the American people? Joe Biden being close with Xi Jinping has got to be about item number 1,000 on the list of every single voter's wish list. So what do we care?
Well, there's a kind of a wink and a nod going on here that Biden's got the war in Ukraine. He's got the war with Hamas and the potential of a war over Taiwan. So that would make him a three-war president, which would hurt him with voters. So this performance yesterday in a way, is saying, I'm not going to get in a war with China. I can get along with Xi Jinping. Don't you see? We're having this almost romantic stroll in the garden with the flowers. And the American side obviously had to approve Xi Jinping coming here. They had to give a visa to him and his team, let his plane come in, and then let him have this dinner with the businessmen and access to American capital. So the Biden message seems to be, I'm a competent president, at least when it comes to China, and I'm not going to get into my third war.
Oh, gosh. Okay, now let's talk about this military communication agreement, which, as you said, they pretty much had set before they got here. That's a little bit concerning on the surface. Should it be? What does that mean? They're going to communicate.
Well, what they say is they want to head off an accidental war. So, as you know, Chinese jet fighters and even Chinese bombers are circling around Taiwan every day, crowding up against the international identification line. If one of those Chinese jet fighter pilots is kind of a hothead and goes extra far, crashes into a Taiwan jet fighter or even one of our reconnaissance planes or one of our bombers. I mean, they came within 10 feet of one of our B-52 bombers just a couple of weeks ago. If that happens, the idea is we both militaries get on the phone and say, that was an accident. We don't intend to start a war with you. You know, please forgive us. That's the concept. Whether that would actually happen in the past has been very questionable, because the Chinese in some past crises have refused to pick up the hotline telephone. So even though you have the hotline, it doesn't mean that they'll necessarily use it. So it's a head-off accidental war. That's supposed to be the reason for it.
Okay, Michael, let's talk about the Taiwan situation. I've been told by people who know a whole lot more about it than I do that China, if they're waiting, they're waiting until elections Taiwan is going to hold in January. Is that the case? And if so, why?
Because politics in Taiwan is complicated. There's something like 30 or 40% of the island that's willing to have political talks and political agreements with China. The election is January 13th. If the DPP guy, who's the current vice president, he goes by the name William Lai, if he wins, the Chinese have talked themselves into that this will be a cause of war. At least it'd be very disturbing for them. So they have to ramp up their efforts to use force. If he does not win, and right now it's sort of neck and neck, if he does not win, the party that will win already has agreed over an eight-year period with the previous president to have political agreements. As you, I don't know if you've been to Taiwan, but right now you can fly from Taiwan to Beijing about 10 times a day. There's a nonstop flight. There's about 2 million Taiwanese business people in the mainland. They're major trading partners with each other. So the Chinese belief is if they can continue that trend to show that the Biden administration really is not going to help Taiwan very much, they're optimistic they won't have to use force. But all this depends on politics. As they say, January 13th, we'll all be up late that night trying to see who gets elected, because China has made these penetrations of the identification zone. They have made that into a really serious threat for the past year. My hunch is the Biden summit with Xi Jinping will fail in the sense that they will not, China will not stop these menacing air raids against Taiwan. We'll know that within a few days, because Taiwan posts every day the number of penetrations of their area by Chinese communist jet fighters and bombers. We'll know that within a couple of days if they've cut back or not. My hunch is they have not cut back.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about Taiwan, just no matter my feelings or yours on it militarily. Can they make China, setting us aside, can they make China feel it if China decides they don't like the way this is going and they're just going to take it? I know Taiwan is not going to defeat China. I'm not an idiot. But can they make them feel pain?
Yes, they can. But again, this group in Taiwan that is pro-communist China. And that's what, according to Chinese communist writings, they lean heavily on those people. That's why, on beginning with President Trump and others, there's been an effort to persuade the Taiwanese to defend themselves and to be careful about pro-China elements. Every now and then, a spy is arrested in Taiwan who's a senior general or admiral. So this is what Beijing banks on. The outcome of the war depends almost entirely on how quickly the U.S. forces get there. If we have aircraft carriers, if we have 82nd Airborne, if we have Special Forces troops already on the ground, which there are a few there now, that it'll make up, Jesse, for the fact that we have not had exercises or training. We don't store weapons on Taiwan. In many ways, Taiwan's a sitting duck. So this is what attracts China to a military solution. How fast would President Biden intervene? If he takes a week to think it over and use the hotline and say, gee, you know, we see some forces invading Taiwan. Is that really you? Did you really intend that? As the week goes by, the Chinese forces get more and more domination of the air over Taiwan. And then it's sort of like the end of the war, except for resistance. That's what I'm most afraid of. So Taiwan could hurt them in an invasion, but mainly it depends how fast America reacts, a question of hours as opposed to a week or two to think it over.
Oh, great. So we're relying on Joe Biden's speed. That's wonderful. Michael, thank you so much. I appreciate you very much. Yeah. All right. We got light in the mood next. Before we get to light in the mood, let's talk about something. You need nutrition, do you not? I'm not lecturing you. I need it too. Why? Well, we're living things. We're flesh and blood. We need vitamins and minerals and probiotics and things like that. If we don't ever get that, we die too early. That's what happens to our dogs. Our dogs go to the vet too often, and they die too early because we don't give them nutrition. We give them dog food, and there's no nutrition in dog food. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. That's why it's all brown. That's why it's all brown, dry crap. What do you do? Well, pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. You don't have to change your dog's food. You don't have to take away your dog's food. But it has everything your dog needs for life. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics. You want a shinier coat, better breath, better energy, fewer trips to the vet, longer life. Call them. Free Jumpstart trial bags for my viewers. You have to call 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time to lighten the mood. And what is my favorite thing in the world? I know what you're probably saying. It's going to be Red Lobster or something like that, but you're actually wrong. I'm a lot deeper of a person than that, Red Lobster. My favorite thing in the world is being right, making predictions, having them come true, and then rubbing the fact that I was right in everyone's face. That's my favorite thing in the world. And so I did get a little kick out of this Gavin Newsom, Joe Biden thing. You know that guy who's been telling you that Joe's going to go and it's going to be Gavin? Here was this.
I want to talk about Governor Newsom. I want to thank him. He's been one hell of a governor, man. Matter of fact, he could be anything you want. He could have the job I'm looking for.
Oof. Guess Joe's been watching I'm Right, too. I don't blame you, Joe. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.